Classic Country, Q97.3 99.3. Hello there.
Can I speak with Jimbo, please?
Well, this is Jimbo. How you doing there, Richard? Everything going well?
Richard Sturban here with the Oak Ridge Boys. Yes, it is.
Well, thank you, brother. How have things been with you?
Hey, hanging in here pretty well. You know, we're doing, as you probably know, we're doing our farewell tour, you know, and but we don't know when it's going to end, so we're going to be around for a little while, still doing what it is that we love doing.
And I take it that singing and entertaining the fans.
That is exactly what it's all about. We're looking forward very much so to coming your way. You know, I can speak for all the Oak Ridge Boys, and I can tell you we're excited about coming to the Caverns. You know, to my knowledge, we've never been there, but I've heard a lot about this place, and I've talked to a lot of people that say they're coming to the show, and so we're excited about coming your way. We're going to do our best to make it a great night. You know, this farewell tour is really kind of a celebration of, you know, of the great career that we've been able to have over the years. We've been very fortunate and very blessed. So we're trying to go to as many places as we can possibly go to and say thank you to all our fans, and not just our fans, you know, people in radio like yourself and people in the press that have always written such great things about us. We want to say thank you for the great career we've been able to have. So we're looking forward to coming to the Caverns and having a big-time celebration.
Now, you guys have won award after, I mean, Grammys, CMAs, GMAs. I mean, you guys have won it all. What's it like to have those awards presented year after year?
Well, it's a great thing. There's no question about it. You know, especially, you know, it's the vote, the awards that are voted on by the fans, that is a very special thing. But what's even more special in some ways is the awards that are voted, you know, by your peers. You know, when the people that you do business with, when they tell you, here, you're good at what you do, that is a great feeling. There's no question about that. And we certainly have had our share of those over the years. You know, so many great things have come our way. You know, it was highlighted probably in 2015 when we were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. You know, when you sing country songs for a living, there's not a greater honor, you know, than being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. And, you know, when you go into that Hall of Fame out here in downtown Nashville, and you go into that rotunda, and you look around that room, you'll see the four faces of the Oak Ridge Boys in bronze on the wall. And then you look around, you know, you're going to see Elvis, of all people. You're going to see Johnny Cash, you know, Dolly Parton, you know, that list goes on and on and on. And for the Oak Ridge Boys to be a part of that family, it's almost beyond words. So we've had our share of awards over the years, but that probably comes at the top of the list right there.
So when you're walking into that Hall of Fame, do you walk up to yourself and start talking to you?
Well, I don't know if I actually start talking to myself, but you can count on the fact that I make it a point to go and look at that plaque because it's very, very special.
I don't blame really you, is. Brother. I would look at it,
you know,
too.
And there's one other thing that is a pretty close second that I might add. You know, back in 2011, we became members of the Grand Ole Opry. You know, that was certainly very special as well. You know, for years we played the Opry and we were not members. Now that we're members and we walk into that room, you know, we feel like family. We feel like we belong there. And you look at the wall there, the plaques on the wall there with all the names that are on there, and to see our name among all those other names, that is very special as well. There's no question about that.
There's something special because, you know, I've been to the Opry, been backstage. When you start walking out from backstage onto the stage, you get goosebumps.
There's no question about that. And, you know, they get that circle on the stage, on the floor of the Opry House, which is taken from the old Ryman Auditorium downtown. And so it never fails, the four of us, whenever we play the Opry, we all make sure that at some time during the show, the four of us touch that circle together, because it's really like touching history. It really is.
It is. Now, you boys have a new single coming out too, don't you?
We do. You know, we are now being produced by Dave Cobb. You know, and if you know anything about the music scene here in Nashville, you know, Dave Cobb is one of the hottest guys, and he's produced our latest project called Mama's Boys, and we have a new single on there. We just shot a video for it called Come On Home, and it's really a cool song, and it's a perfect song right now, especially this week as we're speaking, you know, with Mother's Day coming up. You know, it kind of honors our mothers, and it's kind of very, very special to be able to do that.
Well, let's see here. You're going to be up in Pelham at the Caverns on May the 18th, but I looked at your itinerary. Man, you're going to be close to hometown for a while here. You're going to be up in Bristol in September, Cedartown, Georgia. That's just south of us on September the 11th. You're going to be at the Country Tonight Theater in Pigeon Forge in September. You guys are just all over the place.
We really are, and from now till the end of this year, we are. If you look at our schedule, we are going to be quite busy, and it's kind of good, you know. What we're trying, you know, we are on our farewell tour, and what we're trying to do with this farewell tour is we're trying to go to as many places as we can possibly go to, and say thank you to our fans for allowing us to have such a special career and such a great career. And, you know, not just our fans, but the people like yourself in radio, you know, people that, in TV that have, you know, played our videos, you know, and people in the press that have written such great things about us. We want to say thank you. And, you know, that's going to take us some time. It really is. We started doing it last year, and we got to quite a few places, but there's still a lot of places that we have not gotten to. So that is going to take us a while. So we're not quite ready to retire just yet. We're going to be around for a while doing what it is that we love doing. You know, we're in our farewell tour, but we just do not know quite when it's going to end. So we're going to still be doing what it is that we really, truly love doing.
Now, folks that want to find out where you're going to be, how can they do that? Where do they go?
You know, the best source of that is to go to OakRidgeBoys.com. Oak Ridge Boys, all one word. And really, anything that you want to know about the Oak Ridge Boys is contained there on that website. You know, there's pictures of us actually when we were young. So you see proof that at one time we were young. But, you know, everything there, including our schedule and where we're going to be, you know, the rest of this year. We're going to be busy, and we're even looking at now maybe possibly booking some dates into next year as well. So we are going to be around for a while. As I said, we're not quite ready to retire.
On a different note, lost a tenor that was just the part of the heart of the Oak Ridge Boys. When Joe passed away, that felt like a sledgehammer hit us.
You are absolutely correct about that. That was a very difficult thing. Joe is a very special person, no doubt about it. He was Mr. Energy for the Oak Ridge Boys, and he was like a spark in our group. And he was the kind of person that if you were ever having a bad day, just get around Joe for a few minutes, and your whole mood would change. He was that kind of a person. He was special, and last July when Joe passed away, it was a difficult thing to have to deal with. There's no question about that. But I might add that, you know, Joe personally handpicked Ben James to take his place. And we now have a young fella named Ben James he will be in the Caverns with us when we come here in just a few days. And Ben is doing a fantastic job. He's only 29 years old. You know, he's brought a lot of youth He's brought a lot of energy to the group as well, and we're excited about having Ben with us. He's not trying to be Joe. We're not asking him to be Joe. He's just being himself. He's being Ben James, and one of the best things about the whole thing is our fans have really taken to him, and you're going to be very impressed when you see this young guy saying he's a very talented person, and we're excited about coming your way with Ben James singing along with the Oak Ridge Boys.
Talking with Richard Sturban, bass singer for the Oak Ridge Boys. Boy, you've been, what year did you join them? What'd I do with that? What?
I joined the Oak Ridge Boys. I joined in 1972, believe it or not. I was actually, at the time, I was actually singing in a group called J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. And I was actually singing with the king of rock and roll himself, Elvis. I was singing with Elvis, and in 1972, William Lee Golden called me up. It was a phone call that actually changed my life. And when William Lee Golden told me that the bass singer in the Oak Ridge Boys was leaving the group, the Oak Ridge Boys wanted to know if I would be interested in becoming a member of the Oak Ridge Boys. And I was very interested, I'll be honest with you. Even though I was singing with the king of rock and roll, and it was a very, very special thing, I really believed in the Oak Ridge Boys and the talents that they had, you know, and I believe that they had a great deal of potential, and I wanted to be a part of the group. So I made a decision in 1972 to join the Oak Ridge Boys, leave Elvis and join the Oak Ridge Boys, and I have been happy ever since that I had made that pretty good decision back then, because since then, so many great things have not happened to just me personally, but all four of the Oak Ridge Boys, and that's what we're doing on this farewell tour. You know, we're celebrating the great career that we've been able to have. So we want to encourage as many people as possible. Come on out to the Caverns, I believe, on the 18th of May, and let's celebrate together. We plan to have a great time.
One more question for you. You sang with old JD. Did you ever get into the lowest note contest?
Well, I'll tell you what. I am not a fool. I know where I stand, and I was smart enough to not get into a low note contest with J.D. Sumner. If you try to do that, you are going to lose.
Oh goodness!
You know, J.D. is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's lowest bass singer. You know, he's certainly a phenomenon. So I've never gotten into a low note contest with him. But I'll tell you what, when I sang with JD, in some ways he was like a second father to me. He was very special. You know, we spent a lot of time talking in the back of the bus about singing bass, and he gave me such great advice. You know, and I think today I'm a better man and a better bass singer because of the time, you know, I did spend with J.D. Sumner.
Well, I'll tell you what, would you introduce your new single for me, my friend?
Yes, here's a new song by the Oak Ridge Boys from our latest album called Mama's Boys. It's called Come On Home, a very, very special song.